由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
If this is your first time listening,
如果你今天是第一次收听天路导向的话，
you are joining us for the second half of the study of Psalm 28.
我们非常欢迎你收听我们今天的天路导向，我们分享的是诗篇第28篇下半部分的讲解。
And in the last message, I told you the circumstances in which David wrote this Psalm.
在上一讲里面，我和你分享过大卫创作这篇诗篇的背景。
In this psalm, we see David's cry out to the Lord.
在这篇诗里面，我们见到大卫是怎样向上主去呼求。
And he cries to him during a time in which he needed God's mercy.
当大卫需要上帝怜悯的时候，大卫就向上帝去呼求了。
In the last message, we saw that David prayed with confidence.
在上一讲的信息里面，我们看到的是什么呢？就是看到大卫，他是凭着信心去祈求的。
And we could see this in verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 28.
在诗篇第28篇第一节到第二节，我们可以很清晰地看到这一点的。
Today, we will see David also reasoned with God.
我们见到今天呢，大卫更加和上帝去理论。
Verses 3 to 5 give us a picture of David's line of reasoning.
在诗篇第28篇第3节到第5节，我们见到大卫和上帝理论的画面。
Listen to what he said.
我们听一下大卫说什么呢。
Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil.
不要将我和那些恶人和作孽的人一起去除去。
Those who speak cordially with their neighbors but harbor malice in their hearts.
他们对着邻舍的时候就讲得好地地，但是心里面很奸的。
Repay them for their deeds and for their evil work.
愿你按着他们所做的一切和他们所做的恶事去报应他们。
And bring back upon them what they deserve.
将他们所应得的报应还回给他们。
Since they show no regard for the works of the Lord and what his hands have done.
他们既然不留心耶和华所行的和他的手所做的。
He will tear them down and never build them up again.
耶和华就要毁坏他们，不再建立他们。
So that is David's line of reasoning. Let's look at it.
这个就是大卫在诗篇第28篇和上帝讨论争拗的词句，好仔细咁样睇下。
David's plea is from his very heart.
大卫嘅恳求其实系发自佢嘅内心噶。
He asks God for mercy and justice.
佢求上帝为佢赐下怜悯，赐下公义。
He asks God to repay the wicked.
佢求上帝去报应嗰啲作恶嘅人。
But the world tells us not to judge anybody or anything.
这个世界话俾我哋听，我哋唔好论断乜嘢人，亦都唔好论断所有嘅事。
The ungodly twist the words of Jesus about not judging others。
但系嗰啲唔信上帝嘅人呢，佢就歪曲咗耶稣所讲唔好论断其他人嘅真正含义。
And they justify and rationalize sin and rebellion。
佢哋用呢句说话咧嚟为罪啊，同埋为背叛嚟做辩解，揾借口。
They say we are not supposed to judge anyone。
佢哋见到人做错嘅时候咧，佢哋就话：哎呀，我哋唔应该话边个人好，边个人唔好，唔应该判断嘅。
Even though we see evil and wickedness all around us，
就算通街都系。充斥住邪恶，充斥住败坏，佢都系话唔好论断人。
And they say, who are we to call evil evil?
佢哋会话我哋究竟有啲乜嘢资格话邪恶系邪恶先
？And Satan loves it when we are confused by the false values of the world.
当佢哋咁样谂嘅时候，撒旦就系最高兴，因为佢哋已经被世界嗰种虚假嘅价值观所迷惑啦。
David had already approached God not based on his self-righteousness.
大卫来到上帝面前不是因为他自以为义，
but based on God's mercy.
而是因为上帝的怜悯。
David already approached God in confession of his own sinfulness.
大卫去到上帝的面前忏悔自己的罪。
But he does more than that.
但是他不单止是这样。
He does not begin his prayers by asking God to judge the wicked.
他没有一开始祈祷的时候就求上帝，你去定那些犯罪作恶的人的罪啦。
But he begins with a request.
他而是首先发出呼求。
He asks God to keep him from being dragged along into evil quagmire.
嗱，佢咧系求上帝唔好让佢陷入罪恶嘅泥潭里面啊。
David was aware of his own propensity to sin.
原来大卫发现到自己有犯罪的倾向。
David was aware of his own propensity to behave like the wicked people.
大卫发现自己的行事为人有同那些作恶做衰嘢的人去靠拢埋佢的倾向啊。
And that is why he began with confession.
所以大卫首先就嚟忏悔。
David knew that apart from the life-giving, sustaining power of God's word,
大卫知道他离开了赐他生命和力量的上帝的话语的时候，
apart from the life-giving spirit of God,
离开赐他生命的上主的圣灵的时候，
apart from the life-giving, sustaining power of God's mercy,
离开赐他生命和力量的上帝的怜悯的时候，
He could be swept away with wickedness like they are.
他就会好像那些作恶的人一样被除去。
My listening friend, there's something very important here I don't want you to miss.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，在这里有一些很重要的事希望你特别去留意的。
When David was praying for justice against the wicked,
当大卫去祈求公义来战胜邪恶的时候，
He was not just praying as a private citizen.
他不是单单用一个平民的身份来求的。
He was praying as David the king.
原来他是用大卫王这个作王的角色来求的。
David was responsible for seeing that justice was done in the nation.
大卫作为那个国家的王，他有责任让公义在他的国家里面得着彰显。
And he was praying for God to empower him to do that.
而他祈求上帝去赋予他能力，让他做到这些事。
Please don't misunderstand what I'm going to tell you.
请你不要误解我即将要跟你讲的事。
Evil must never prosper.
罪恶永远都不可以发旺，不可以横行。
Regardless of how we feel about those who commit evil,
无论我们怎样看那些作恶的人，
we must pray that evil plans be frustrated.
我们一定要祈祷，希望上帝能够挫败那些邪恶的阴谋。
If you don't feel that evil should be frustrated and judged, then you don't care for the victims of evil.
如果你不觉得邪恶必须被挫败，必须被审判的话，这样你就是不关心那些受害者。
And we must pray for God's justice.
我们现在一定要向上帝祈求，主啊，求你的公义去降临在我们当中。
Let me summarize David's prayer one more time.
让我去同你再次总结一下大卫的祈祷。
In the last message, we saw David's confident request.
在上一讲里面，我们见到大卫信心的呼求是怎样的。
Today, we will see David's calm reasoning.
我们今天就会见到大卫怎样心平气和地讲道理。
And David's cause for rejoicing.
亦都看到大卫那种喜乐的泉源。
Look at verses 3 to 5 of Psalm 28.
让我们一起来看看诗篇第28篇第3节去到第5节。
My listening friend, let me tell you that whenever we get into trouble,
我们发现呢， 有啲时候呢，当我哋遇到麻烦，
whether it is of our own doing or not，
无论呢个麻烦系咪由我哋所引起嘅，
we must cry out to God。
其实我哋都应该向上帝呼求。
And we ask others to cry to the Lord on our behalf.
我们也都要懂得去请其他人来为我们代求。
And the Lord in his own time answers our petition.
而我们的上主是会按照他自己的时间来回应我们的祷告。
When God answers, you become excited.
当上帝回应的时候，你可能会觉得很激动，主啊，终于回应我了。
You'll be thrilled.
你可能会觉得好兴奋，因为主，我祈咗咁耐祷，你终于回应我啦。
And you say thank you, Lord。
跟住你就会话感谢主，感谢赞美主。
But a day or two later，
但系过咗一日，过咗两日。
And you still remember God's answer to your prayer。
唔知道你仲记唔记得上帝回应你嘅祈祷呢？可能有啲人记得噶。
And you say thank you, Lord, for answering my prayer。
跟住你就会祈祷话，主啊，感谢你应允我嘅祷告。
But then a month or two later，
但系你谂下，过咗一个月，过咗两个月
，You say, Lord, thank you again for what you did back then。
你会唔会继续讲话，主啊，再次感谢你从前为我做嘅一切
？Then as time goes on，
然而随住时间渐渐咁样流逝
，And we are facing new challenges，
我哋又遇到新嘅困难。
And new problems，
我哋遇到新嘅麻烦。
And new difficulties，
我哋遇到新嘅挑战。
Then you remember what God did for you back then，
你仲记唔记得上帝之前为你所做嘅嘢呢
？You say I'm thankful for what God did back then。
可能你会话我感谢主，你以前为我做咗乜嘢乜嘢
？But what have you done for me lately？
但系到而家你有冇继续为我做嘢啊？
This is the spirit of the age.
我谂呢个就系当今嘅时代嘅通病啊。
In Luke 17，
喺路加福音第十七章新约圣经路加福音第十七章里面
，Luke tells us that Jesus healed 10 lepers.
路加话俾我哋听，耶稣医治咗十个患大麻风嘅人。
Only one Samaritan.
只有一个系撒玛利亚人。
A foreigner.
是一个外邦人。
And he came back to thank Jesus for his healing.
他就回到耶稣面前感谢耶稣为他的医治。
The other nine probably felt that the world owes them something.
可能另外那九个或者觉得整个世界欠他的。
And they never came back to say thank you.
所以他们是完全没有回来跟耶稣讲多谢。
But not David.
但是大卫并不是这样的。
David began to praise the Lord before he could see evidence of his prayers being answered.
大卫在还没见到他的祷告有被回应的迹象的时候，他已经开始赞美上主了。
David began to thank the Lord for answered prayers.
我们见到大卫是感谢上帝垂听他的祷告。
Even before he could see his answered prayers，
在他未见到个祷告被回应之前，他已经感谢主垂听。
Some time ago in my own life，
在前一段日子，在我自己亲身的经历里面，
I prayed for a very important situation in my life，
我曾经为到生活里面一件很重要的事情来祈祷。
And I learned something from this psalm，
我就从这篇的诗篇里面学到了功课。
So I began to thank the Lord before I saw an answer to my prayer.
所以在我还没听到上帝回应我的祈祷的时候，我已经开始感谢上帝。
Every day for 18 months, I thanked the Lord for answering in advance and for the answered prayer.
在那18个月的每一日里面，我都在这里为上帝已经回应了的祷告，以及上帝即将就嚟要回应嘅祷告，我为佢感谢上帝。
Oh, but let me tell you something important.
但系喺度，我都想同你讲一件好重要嘅嘢。
Every day of those 18 months, the devil taunted me.
喺嗰十八个月嘅每一日里面，魔鬼一直喺度嘲笑我。
How can you thank the Lord when you have no evidence that He will answer your prayers?
你点解可以未睇到祈祷有被回应嘅迹象就开始赞美主呢
But God gave me the faith to thank him before seeing the evidence with my own eyes.
但是原来上帝俾咗我信心去赞美佢，就算我未睇到回应嘅迹象嘅时候，已经识得用信心嚟赞美上帝。
Now look at verse 7 of Psalm 28.
好，让我们一起看下诗篇第28篇第7节。
David said, my heart trusted, past tense.
大卫说，我心里面倚靠他，那个是用着英语的一个过去式。
I am helped in the present tense.
就得着帮助，就是用现在式。
I will praise future tense.
我将要用诗歌去赞美佢，呢个系将来式。
Based on his experience with God,
呢个系基于佢对上帝嘅经历。
David's supplications turned into seeing God by faith.
所以大卫嘅祈祷系能够借住信心嚟见到上帝。
And that turned into singing to God.
并且用诗歌去颂赞上帝。
We do not live our Christian life in a vacuum.
其实基督徒的生活并不是在真空里面生活的。
Wherever we are today is a result of where we were yesterday.
其实啊，我们今日是怎样，是取决于我们昨日是怎样。
Where we will be tomorrow is being determined by where we are today.
而我哋听日系点，我哋就会取决于今日系点。
So, not only did David praise God before he had seen the evidence of answered prayer,
大卫唔单止喺祈祷被回应之前就开始赞美上帝。
But David was interceding on behalf of others.
而且大卫仲为其他人去代祷。
Many people pray only when they want something from God.
好多人只有当他们有求于上帝的时候才懂得祈祷。
And then when they get what they wanted,
而当他们是拿到他们想要的东西的时候
they forget about their prayer time with God.
他们就忘记了原来那个时候他是应该跟上帝去祈祷的。
They miss out on one of the most incredible blessings that they could possibly have.
他们以为自己很醒，但是其实他们啊，是失去了本来应该已经得到了的最奇妙的福气。
Do you know what it is?
你知不知道这个福气是什么呢？
Going to God only when you need something.
就是当你需要的时候才寻求上帝。
And then forgetting about the blessing after it comes.
当你蒙福之后，你就唔记得咗你所得到嘅福分。
Causes you the loss of a far greater blessing than you can imagine.
呢样嘢只会让你失去一个超出你想象嘅更大嘅祝福。
Do you know what it is?
你知唔知道呢个祝福系乜嘢呢？
It's praying for others.
就系为到其他人去祈祷。
Praying for others has a special blessing.That you cannot get any other way.
为其他人祈祷可以为你带来任何方式都无法得到的特别的祝福。
Many of us miss out on the blessing that can only come when we are praying for God's work.
我们很多人都失去了那种只有为上帝的事工去祈祷的时候才能得到的福分。
Or when we are praying for the things that are dear and near to the heart of God.
或者是只有我们为了满足上帝的心意的事来祈祷才能够得着的福分。
Or praying for the things that are priorities to God.
同埋你要知道我们只有为上帝所看重的东西祈祷的时候才得到的福分可能我们都会失去的。
And praying for God's people.
同埋我哋为到上帝嘅子民嚟代祷，先至能够嘅福分都有可能失去。
So David concludes his prayer by praying for others.
所以大卫系喺自己嘅祈祷结束嘅时候，佢就为到其他人去祈祷。
Listen carefully to what David said.
请你留意大卫所讲嘅嘢。
Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
求你拯救你嘅百姓，赐福俾你嘅产业，牧养佢哋，扶持佢哋，直到永永远远。
As I conclude this message, I want to tell you a historical story.
而喺今日节目结束嘅时候，我希望为你讲一个历史上面嘅故事。
When Queen Victoria of England celebrated her Golden Jubilee,
当英国的维多利亚女王庆祝她的登基50周年的时候，
a prominent head of a country sang her a song that brought tears to her eyes.
有一个国家的元首为她唱了一首歌，让到她想喊。
What was that song?
究竟那首是什么歌呢？
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
就是万古磐石为我开，用我藏身在主怀。
The author of this remarkable song was a man named Augustus Toplady.
这首诗歌的作者就是奥古斯塔斯托普雷迪。
He came to the Lord at the age of 16.
他在第16岁的时候信主。
And he heard the gospel message in a rural district of Ireland.
他在爱尔兰的乡村里面听到福音。
The sermon was on Jesus, the rock.
那次讲到的内容就是耶稣，我们的磐石。
Augustus was a very frail man.
奥古斯塔斯是一个体弱多病的人。
He suffered from tuberculosis.
他饱受肺结核的折磨。
He did not have a day that was free from pain.
其实在他一生里面，病痛一直都没有离开过他。
He studied for ministry.
他曾经进修过去做传道。
But his weak body forbade him from preaching.
但是他虚弱的身体让他没办法去讲道。
And he died at the age of 38.
而他就是在38岁的时候就过身了。
But not before he wrote these magnificent words.
但是在他离世之前他写下了这些宏伟的诗句。
Rock of ages,Cleft for me.
万古磐石为我开。
Let me hide myself in thee.
用我藏身在主怀。
My listening friend.
各位亲爱的听众朋友。
Do you know the Lord God as a rock you can stand upon?
你知不知道我们的上帝就是你可以依靠的磐石啊？
Do you know the benefits of a relationship with him?
你知不知道同上帝和好有什么益处啊？
He wants to know you.
上帝想了解你啊。
And to love you.
上帝想来爱你啊。
And to protect you.
上帝想来保护你啊。
You can trust him.
你今日就可以信靠他了。
Will you come to him?
你愿不愿意来到他面前呢？
He is awaiting you.
他可以等候你啊。各位听众朋友，在今日节目差不多结束的之前呢，我们希望可以和你分享一首歌，就是叫做《万古磐石歌》，正话令到英女王呢特别感动的歌。这首歌就是《万古磐石为我开，用我藏身在主怀》的这首歌。当时托普雷迪呢，他就是躲在一个山洞里面，他在一个山洞里面，他发现究竟有哪个能够扶持他，能够帮助他，能够救他呢？原来他在山洞里面避雨的时候，他就发现了只有耶稣基督才是那位永远的磐石，永远的拯救。在这里为你送上的就是万古磐石歌。如果你有新篇赞美诗的话，你可以翻开第100首看一看中文的歌词，在这里就送上一个英文的版本给你，希望你在里面感受到上帝就是那种的磐石，只有靠住他我们才能够得救，因为唯有耶稣能够救我，我们要求他赐给我们力量，让我们躲在他的怀中。
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. cleanse me from its guilt and power.
Rock of ages cleft for me, Rock of ages cleft for me.
Not the labors of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone.
Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die.
I die.
I die.
While I draw this fleeting breath, when mine eyelids close in death, when I soar to worlds unknown, see
myself
in thee.
Rock of ages, Rock of ages, Rock of ages, cleft for me.
希芬 Quartet 的万古磐石歌，为听众朋友送上。如果你正话是有打开你的新篇赞美诗的话，第100首是跟我们说，我们去到生命的时候，我们去祈祷的时候，怎样能够得着那种的福气，怎样得着跟上帝和好那种益处呢？我们原来发现在万古磐石歌里面，他就说到，原来是因为上帝在世界上面去流出水和血，是洗去我们一生所有的罪孽，让我们的污浊成为清洁。如果你愿意的话，今天你就可以相信主耶稣基督是你的救主，是拯救你脱离一切祸患的上帝。如果你是想跟我们分享的话，也都欢迎你是写信来到找我，万峰千千万万的万，攀越高峰的峰，或者是麦克牧师，那你可以找到他，找到我，就跟我们互相分享。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，下次再见。